97.7 The Wolf. Angela Luskin is with me. She winced when I mentioned that little chance of rain in the forecast for Labor Day. It's 30% at this point, so I don't think it's anything we need to worry about in regards to the Labor Day bridge walk coming up.
Yes, those are good odds. I'll take those.
Yeah, we'll take those. I mean, because, you know, it's September by then. It could be snowing.
So, it could be, yes.
Even though it is the 1st of September, this is the earliest that the Labor Day bridge walk can ever be held.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so it's our, I was just saying, it's our 11th year that we've been doing this Labor Day bridge walk.
I know. Has it gotten old yet?
No, it has not. Not yet.
No, and a goodly number of people turn out for this every
year. They do, yeah. We usually get around 300 people coming from our community. It's a great event for everyone. Walker, you know, stroller friendly, about 4.5 mile course. It's completely free. So something just non-competitive, fun to do in the morning on your holiday.
This was something that was encouraged by the state of Michigan some years ago. They wanted to have local communities do something that mimicked the big bridge walk at St. Ignace in Mackinac City.
Yeah, exactly. And we came on board 11 years ago. And what's unique about our area is we actually have a great bridge to walk across. It's not 5 miles long, but we do get to walk across it twice.
Yeah, there are other communities in Michigan that hold a bridge walk on Labor Day, and that was part of the deal, though, was that if you're going to do it and get the state sanction, you had to be at about the length of the bridge. You couldn't, I mean, I have friends at Witz's Marina in Skaney. They do a bridge walk, which is, you know, you start here and
and it's over.
Then you go party.
No, this one's a little more involved. But what's nice about this, too, if individuals don't want to do the whole 5 miles, it's actually just under 5 miles, but if they don't want to do the whole 5 miles, there are options just to kind of turn around and head back for chutes and ladders.
Yeah, and it's not as if you'll get lost.
Right. You're not going to get lost. No one's timing this event. It's non-competitive, like I said. It's just a fun morning.
You do want people to sign up, though.
We do, exactly. So you can sign up the day of the event. Registration starts at 8:15 at Chutes and Ladders. So Kestner Waterfront Park, and it is on Monday. The walk will begin at 8:30 in the morning. But if you do have a minute to pre-register ahead of time, it just saves some paperwork on that morning.
Then you don't have to stand in line.
Right, exactly.
And be irritated.
Yes.
Because you would not want to be irritated.
No, not
you
before
want to be
you start
smiling and have lots of fun.
Right.
You do this. You can do that by going to the Portage Health website, right?
Right, exactly. Portage Health, you can search on our website or just put bridge walk and it'll pop right up.
All right. We do have a link posted on
Great.
Our web calendar as well if you want to go and sign up. And one of the, you got some prizes to give away this year?
We don't have prizes,
don't
but
have
we
prizes
do.
This year?
No, no.
You've had them in the past.
We have in the past. It's been a couple years since we have, but
well,
we do.
Well, in that case, I'm not coming. I'm sorry.
Todd only comes for the prizes.
I'm on the air when I would do it, really. But I'm on the air. I can't do it. I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
In this studio. So
maybe you can see us from across the bridge.
Actually, I kind of follow your progress on the Michigan Tech webcams.
Oh, okay. You can see us on the webcams. Yep. Great. But no, so no prizes, but we do have refresh. There's water and healthy snacks afterwards too. We
there
have
you
fruit
go.
And granola bars.
So
we
snacks
give you
will
something.
Get me in. Snacks will get me in. I'll just show up after my show and hope you're still there. So it's a friendly thing, as you mentioned. It's non-competitive. It's a family event.
It is. People bring, you know, kids in strollers. We do welcome dogs if they're on leashes for this event as well. It is really a great event for the family. And a lot of people will come out because it's so early in the morning and they can still go on and, you know, do their picnicking or beach day.
Yeah, if you've got activities planned, this will not interfere.
Right.
It will just complement them.
It will.
It will. It's very complimentary. Why go to all the trouble?
You know, I think this is a great event for our community. It gets us out. It gets us active. Gets us focused on our health. And that's the main reason that Portage Health sponsors this event and coordinates it each year.
All right. If you want to know more about it, go to the Portage Health website and check it out there. You can sign up in advance. It doesn't cost you anything.
Correct.
And but they would like to have you signed up so that, you know, they can give your information to the NSA. And no, they wouldn't do that.
Just so we have ideas on numbers is always good. So.
Sure. Hey, thanks, Angela.
Yeah, thank you,
Todd.
Thank
you for stopping by. You're always welcome. And again, find out more about the Labor Day Bridge Walk at the Portage Health website.